We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That is making me sick.
This is James Wiseman, and you are listening to Steiny Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What's the tie-in here? I don't get it. Two tickets to paradise?
Just a song, R.I.P. Eddie Money.
Oh, did he die today?
He's been passed away a couple of years now.
R.I.P.
Okay, so...
just a song, Steiny.
How about a tie-in? Sarah Dusa passed away today.
How about a tie-in?
The what?
For me. Like you could have played...
I feel like you are an Eddie Money kind of guy.
That's wrong. It's incorrect. Not an Eddie Money.
It sounds like Bosom Buddy.
Eddie Money was like a poor man's Rod Stewart.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about tickets, but Warriors might have to punch two contract extensions this summer.
I'll give you a 0.3 on that one.
He tried.
You asked for it.
Oh, that one, you know what? In my two-day quest to try to get Guru upset, Spadone, I'm with you. Fabo? Oh, just absolutely made me want to throw up.
Dibs gave me a look too, like, oh my God. Michael Irvin.
Just one of seven things he'll take back today.
Now that hurts.
Yeah, well, snap.
Dude, I was happy. It's radio. Welcome.
I
was
snap. Just having some. I want you to snap. I want you to go full on. Jim
Ever
Everett.
Since that rant with JD the two Fridays ago, I ain't been ranting.
Is that the one on Shasky?
No, that
you
was...
You got to go out there and be that tough. One,
that was David.
Bring it in.
Dude, I might get back into coaching. Just hearing Bob, I want to tell some kids the ball's a spotlight.
Did they play that at the parade, by the way, at the speech?
What?
No.
Guru's speech. They weren't playing that on the buses?
They didn't need it.
I'm disappointed. That's the reason they won the freaking title. It's because of that speech.
Feed into that.
I'm not
feeding into
that.
Don't feed into that.
Facts.
Yeah, you kind of are.
They played we played the speech. They won three straight. What's confusing about this?
They were in the finals. Come on.
I don't have a problem with Eddie Money. I just like,
are you getting
Rod
that?
Stewart a little bit better.
So. Warriors!
Oh, boy. Let's go to Dane. Dane's in Richmond, and he knew the moment that Steph Curry was going to be great. What's up, Dane?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing
Thanks
well.
For taking my call.
Sure. When was it?
I have two things. The first thing is, when the Warriors were playing OKC and Westbrook stepped on Curry's foot and he fell down and thought he couldn't get up, the first thing he did was call timeout. I have never, ever seen anybody do that in all my life of playing basketball. And at that moment, I knew, I said to my friends, Curry is going to be one of the greats.
Interesting. All righty. Wow. Hey, Spadone.
I want to tell Guru, he's a little too emotional. If you're going to pick between Wiggins and Poole, it has to be Wiggins.
Yeah.
The thing that makes Poole great is the Warrior system and the guys he plays with. Without them, he wants the ball too much.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
So those are the two things I have. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Dane. I'm kind of with him. If it's between Wiggins and Poole, it's got to be Wiggins.
Yeah, but you didn't pose that. I just don't see a Warrior team without both of them, Steiny.
I didn't know Eddie Money was a Bay Area guy. Boy, I would have never said that.
Give us the city.
I don't know. Bay Area.
I'm going to say...
By the way, the text line wants to know if you're getting a ring.
Now, that's something I wouldn't wear.
You liar.
Who was the guy at... He's our pup that had two of them on.
Oh, that's Michael Leslie.
Why didn't you come down his road?
Because he works for the organization. He actually draws a paycheck from Joe Lacob, or did for their first two titles.
Well, so did Caspi.
I don't care that Michael Leslie wears them. Right. I'm talking about Michael Leslie had better years than Casper.
All right.
My point
now,
is
having them things on. I'll take a picture of them.
Oh my God! If you were to get a ring, you would solder it on.
They can't see me.
You would take. Yeah, you would. Yeah. I mean,
it's not. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way you would.
I'd get a chain and put it on there. Just bling it out.
Anybody's from New York, according to the text line.
I'm back
to off him now.
He moved to the Berkeley when he was 19, and that's when he made it big.
That doesn't count.
Well, if you moved when you were like 30 and you claimed the bay, I think Eddie Money was allowed to.
You know what? Do you even listen to me? I moved when I was 25 out here. But I was more aware than Eddie Money, so all right, let's get off.
It's not Speak Ill.
It's not Speak Ill of the Dead.
Yeah.
Seriously.
He lived in Oakland. And would hang out at McNally's on College Avenue.
McNally's?
McNally's. I don't know!
Let's go to Austin.
That tickle me?
What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, man. What's up, fellas?
You got it.
Listen,
I said you got it.
What's up?
Yep.
All right, brothers. Listen, hey, Guru, man, I know I'm not going to come after you because I know you wouldn't do this. But I heard one of your partners was taking selfies with the Warriors players, one of the colleagues. I won't even go into who was, but I know you wouldn't do it like that. I know Steiny wouldn't, but that's just me. Hey, listen.
They'd want to take some with me. I know that.
Yeah, but he was supposed to be a, quote, media guy. I'm just saying. Anyway.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, exactly. I know, Steiny. I knew you would say that, man. That's why I love you. Hey, listen. This whole pool thing with Wiggins, the guy stole my thunder. Absolutely. Not even a question. You keep Wiggins. Scotty, to your point, if you can flip Poole for an asset, you got to start doing that. I think honestly, Guru, Lakers already doing it, if you really pay attention. He made it pretty clear he wasn't going to dip into the pot anymore this year, and the Warriors did the unthinkable. They want a chip. So Lakers playing with house money. He don't have to pay everybody going forward. He can run this thing back without paying everybody, and I think they'll let Poole go over time. He'll get his reward, his bag somewhere else. I don't think he'll get it with the Warriors. I think they will extend Wiggins. They're going to pay Looney, which they should. That should be the top priority. Then they'll think about GP2. But if he gets more than like $8 million a year, they're going to let him go. I think that's the threshold for him, around $8 million a year. And then if you can bring back automatic, you got to do that because it's hard to find guys like that with his experience that you can put on the roster. But he's going to be hard to keep because people like the Lakers and stuff are going to try to steal him. So,
hey, let me ask you this before you go. Hey, I know the team won the chip. Nobody's perfect. But I want your thoughts quickly. What's the area of improvement for the Warriors? If you're Joe Lacob, you need what? What is this team? What area do they need improvement in?
First of all, they got to go get a point guard. They've never had a point guard. They've got to get somebody to get Steph some relief when he's not on the court. Maybe a point guard that can handle, distribute, and shoot a little bit. I think they got to go get a backup, a legitimate backup big man. And you can put Weissman aside for a while. I think if they really believe in Weissman, they can afford to bring him along slower even than they are because the guy's got to learn how to play. So you go out and get a serviceable big man off the bench, like a JaVale or maybe somebody a little bit more skilled than JaVale, and you can run it back, man. Man, if you can get lucky, last thing, Google, maybe you get lucky and you can get somebody a little bit more talented than automatic. You can go find that guy on the wing. You go get him. So, yeah, let's reload. You don't have to pay everybody $100 million to do that, man. That's all I got to think.
I'm kind of thinking that may be the way they go. First of all, you don't have to do anything with Wiggins. You don't have to do anything
or
with Wiggins.
Pool.
Exactly.
Pool. Okay.
So maybe you just don't do anything with either. You say, hey, Jordan, you know what? Come back, play under your rookie deal. You're still going to be restricted next year.
That's amazing.
So they still have them both under. So you go into the offseason and you're like, all right, we're not going to pay Wiggins this offseason and we're not paying Poole this offseason.
Right.
And now we just focus on Looney. You keep Looney. Maybe you got to pay him $10
million. What about Otto? Automatic, as they called him.
Well, I think there's a scenario where Otto will leave. He was paid the veteran minimum. If one team says, look, we'll give you the mid-level, the Otto Porter, I think he's got to take it.
He talked about how much he liked it here.
Yeah. Does he like it so much that it'll work for 25% of what he could make?
Now, what was A talking about with the selfies? Because if I would have saw a player, I would have got my phone out. GG.
Yeah, I know you would have. You did.
Well, we waved at Kurt.
That's considered – not that you guys would know. It's kind of considered unprofessional.
At the parade?
Anywhere. Yeah. See, when you have a media credential, usually there's like on the back of it, it has some rules and regulations. And one of the things that is always says is don't ask them for autographs. And you just wouldn't.
Yeah.
You wouldn't take selfies with them.
I'll be way back to the show.
If you have any self-respect as a journalist.
Well, that's interesting because I'm looking at one of the media credentials for the parade.
There
doesn't seem to be anything.
That's right. And that's
wait till I get off. And
you think you have all the answers, and that's funny, Evan. Those things were printed up in like 12 hours. I'm talking about a credential, a season credential for any professional sports organization or college team. All right? But go ahead and get another selfie if you want. That's fine. I've given up the fight. I've given up the fight of trying to have any kind of standards in this business.
Given
up the fight.
This is when
you
want to
take
David.
Selfies with Steph Curry. Go knock yourself out.
I got a picture.
That's fine. Yeah, of course.
Whoever A was talking about, he didn't like it. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I mean,
nothing wrong with it.
No, it's all good.
We waved it.
925
said, "What's up?" You hate that.
I do hate that.
He saw us. We threw up the deuce.
Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself.
You did something with your hand.
He waved you. Okay,
wait. Yeah, but you did something back.
Why are you so enamored?
It's called being a human.
Okay. But now we've been around the Warriors for what, 8-10 years?
And that's why you never known me to go groupie mode. You know I have to keep myself in check. What? You saw me at the. We went to the facility.
You're looking for the fastest way to groupie land.
Yeah, that is.
You
that
want
hurts.
A one way ticket.
That hurts.
Yeah, well, I'm trying. I'm trying to hurt you.
And I'll tell you, you know what? Now you're on the road. I'll tell you what. If that were true, you would have. Hey, you know what? That guy was a phony. He only cared about the clicks. And, you know.
Well, I do believe that, but you're still good for the show.
Dude, I got to quit laughing. Go ahead.
Oh, boy. All right, let's go to, here's one. This is an interesting one. Steiny, this is from the 925. Steiny, Poole is better than Curry was at 22 or 23 years old. Curry's now 34. Do the math. You must keep Poole. I can't put much into Poole better than Curry at this point. I mean, so.
I just. Can you elaborate? Like I got my popcorn just, like, why do you say you can't put too much? And, like, that was somebody's thought.
I think there's, and this is where I think you got to be real careful as Warrior fans. When you talk about Kuminga and Poole and Wiseman and even Moody.
Okay.
They are good young players. You cannot assume they are going to be championship players.
Oh, I get that.
Like Steph, Dre, and Clay. Like, just to think, when those guys get old, then we're going to have Poole, who's going to be like Steph, and Kuminga is going to be like Draymond, and Wiseman is going to be Clay. It's like there's such a big difference between good players, good young players, and championship players. I mean,
I'm with you.
Plus, Steph. I don't know. I liked, even back then, I liked Steph's all-around game better than Poole's. I think Poole's still more of a one-on-one guy. He'll get better at getting other people involved, and I'm not saying he doesn't do it at all.
I got a serious question for you. You've been covering this league. You've been watching NBA as long as I have, longer, Steiny, and you've been close to this team. And I know they just won the chip. But you talked about the puberty of players, and you don't know how they're going to react when it's on them. And we're talking about Kuminga and Moody and even Poole. I get that. They got to go through it on their own. But with that said, Steve Kerr's first year after Jackson got fired, when you look at that season that culminated in a chip, again, I use this word too often with you, but it's the English language. Did you scratch your head on, my goodness, this team came out of nowhere, they went to the playoffs, and won a championship. I didn't see that one. Like, did that stun you?
Yeah, I didn't think they were going to win it, Kerr's first year.
And more so, not Kerr, just Curry, Clay, and, like, the fact that they hung on and got it done, You could have said the same thing about them three at that point that we're talking about with Moody.
Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to make that bet right now?
No, not at all. Well, I don't know, because it doesn't start until these guys are gone. And we reacted. Yeah. So I'm not saying anybody won. I just like the potential, but I just want to get inside your head on, like, I can't believe this team did it. After seven games with the Clippers the year before,
I didn't think they were going to win it that year.
That'll stick with me forever, man.
But here's the other thing. I wanted to get to this last week, 2 weeks ago. I saw a quote. I guess Van Gundy said it on our air. He's tired of the Mark Jackson slander in the Bay Area.
I did hear something.
Oh, that's a shame.
I did hear something.
That's a shame. Let me tell you something.
Where you, man?
And this is where you got me thinking. Okay. Mark Jackson has his stint here in Golden State. He gets into the playoffs. You're not used to winning around here, I see.
I was there for that comment.
I'm fighting for my life. That guy. They get eliminated in the first round of the playoffs. Steve Kerr comes in, and I don't care what anybody says. He looks at the Golden State Warriors and says, why are we playing like that? Why are we playing like that? Don't you see the personnel on this team? We could actually play like this. Boom. Title.
I'm his biggest fan.
Boom. Yeah, title.
And what
do
about
you think Mark Jackson,
the ball wasn't moving,
could coach a team to play the way the Warriors do, even if he had the same personnel? The answer is no, because he had the personnel.
Yeah.
And then he wants to say, well, one of the reasons they won it is because they got Barbosa and Spates. Give me a break, please. I don't know why.
He did say that.
I've got to let I want to let Mark Jackson alone, but we also got to put the rat on the table when people with agendas want people to think of him differently and under different circumstances.
Listen, I'm one of Mark's biggest fans. I think he knows the game, and the people side is what, and deservingly so. He did it to himself. I'll leave that there. But what you just said is what I hope Mark Jackson said to the Lakers in his interview. I hope that's something Mark Jackson pointed out in his interview in Sacramento, that when I had the Golden State Warriors, I didn't have the wherewithal to know I was running the right offense. I've stepped back now, and I've been out the game so long, and I'm watching this motion offense. I'm telling you my thing. I used to watch Klay Thompson and Steph dribble the shot clock out on a, like, what are we doing? That was under Mark Jackson. So I want to know if he's learned from that.
He can't coach a team like this. He doesn't know how. He doesn't know the rules. He doesn't know the way they play.
Even
he doesn't know any.
Guard.
He has no clue about how to run an open offense. None. Like he's physically limited.
See, this hurts
limited,
me, man.
Sorry, but you know what? He's not alone. He's not alone. I think there's a lot of coaches that cannot coach the way the Warriors play.
So, with that said, now you got me excited. If I'm Mike Brown, you're Matt Brown, do you at least see what you got with Sack? You already kind of know. And try to put that on them first to see how they can grasp.
No.
Or you got to start from, what am I working with?
And Steph Curry, even when he came into the league, could play off the ball. He did it in college. I don't know Sack like the back of my hand. Can De'Aaron Fox play without the ball?
He can't shoot for one first.
Well, that's a problem.
Right.
I mean,
The
answer's no. The answer's no. Let's go to Matt. Matt's in Oakland. What's going on, Matt?
Gentlemen, how sweet is this?
Oh, it's fun.
Matt with the pipes.
It's fun.
There is just so much to talk about. I'll go as fast as I can. One, they have to change the rule to be like the NFL, where you cannot talk to assistant coaches during the playoffs. That is nuts.
Right.
Two, I got Curry at seven after MJ, LeBron, Magic, Kareem, Russell, Duncan. I got him at seven above Bird. Last thing is the East Coast media bias, fellas, is so ridiculous. What is 80%, 538, 90% ESPN computers say the Warriors were going to lose. And, you know, all the guys like Simmons telling us that this is the deepest team in basketball. They played seven guys.
Right. I know.
They played Pritchard 10 minutes a game twice and then in the blowouts. And Simmons is going stuff like, well, they really need a wing that they can rely on, you know, to back these two guys up. Well, if they need a wing to rely on, then they're not the deepest team. I just think the whole thing's ridiculous.
I didn't get that one either. I heard, you know, I think if you look 1 through 15, the Celtics are better. Well, it's like you got to stop at 8.
What? You got to stop it at? Wow.
You have to stop at 8 for the Celtics, don't you, Matt?
7 through 15, any of them.
Yeah.
Right now. I can't. Jack, I'm sorry, Goo, love you, but that's a disgrace. He's a disgrace as a person, and he's a disgrace as a coach. The things he said were absolutely unconscionable. He was lazy. He didn't do his job. And he's a terrible announcer. And go Dubs, baby.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the call.
So you can't – we feel how we feel, but the terrible announcer, that – I mean, I
enjoy. That's the one I'll let alone.
Yeah. Well, you never went in on him on that, but that offense he was
running. Did I ever go in on him for being the only basketball coach I've ever seen in my entire life that keeps ESPN on his television in his office instead of tape of any other NBA game?
I've never heard you say that one.
Oh, okay. I got a lot of them, they don't say.
Yeah, I'm giving up the fight. He had those two interviews. I thought for sure when it was his him or Mike Brown, and I love Brown, Coach Brown, but damn.
We got here. Oh, we got a little time here, Antonio. Let's go to JB from Chicago.
Chi-town.
But he's in the Bay. What's up, JB?
What? Hey, man. I want to talk about when I knew – the Warriors is going to be great, but you guys said a couple of things about Mark Jackson. I'm going to hold on to that. But let me explain something to you. I was on the airplane with, was it Pete Murray? What's the guy? He played for the Bulls.
Pete Myers?
When Jordan retired. Pete Myers. Okay? Mm-hmm. He was assistant coach of the Warriors.
I like
okay?
Pete.
I didn't know this at the time.
Yeah.
So I get a chance to talk to the guy. And, you know, we get into a conversation. He says, hey, man, you know, he talks like an old blues player. Yeah, man, you know, like Satchmo kind of, you know, yeah, man, we got some boys this year. And I was like, yeah, man, you know, Curry, I saw him in Davidson. You know, he like, no, man. He was talking about Clay. And he was trying to say, you know, the sons of NBA players. But he basically told me then that he thought that the Warriors were good enough to win a championship. And that confirmed it to me at that moment. I was a Warriors fan since Tim Hardaway. I'm from Chicago, so, you know, that's the bias right there. But I used to go to every game. And when the Warriors started winning, I couldn't go anymore. So I've already hurt. But to be able to watch them win consistently is amazing.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, JB from Chicago.
Not your boy, yeah. He used to coach Steiny.
Who?
Myers.
Yeah. He's a pretty good golfer, too. Yeah, she was. You don't have anything to throw in there?
No, I was looking at the clock.
I'm sorry about.
Oh, no, you. That's how you feel.
I know he's your idol.
He's not my idol. I'm just telling you.
What is going on here?
Bob, let me tell you
hey,
what's
Bob,
going on. And I miss
we're
Bob.
Talking about Bob. I mean, go ahead.
People change.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at that man like when I hear him on TV, I just feel like he knows what he did wrong. And you know what, Steiny? I could be totally wrong, and maybe that's why he didn't get the job. But I'm going to tell you this, and I believe it with my heart. Vivek Ranadive wanted to give the job to Mark Jackson and to the Kings Twitter. Everybody went in, and I think that allowed Mike Brown to come in and get the job. Now, I don't have any facts to back that up. Brown could have been the first choice. But, man, if he didn't get these two, he ain't getting nothing.
Mark Jackson.
Okay, he did call them the best shooting backcourt that early on.
Yeah, so why wouldn't you want to try to run an offense that gets them open shots?
I have.
Instead nothing. Of,
dribble,
it's
dribble,
a
dribble.
Make or miss league. It's a make or miss league.
That's Raymond Ritter. That's what he told me.
No, it is. It is. One of the safest things you can say. Under any circumstances. Steve Ashburner coming up on the other side. Now, this is a guy I would consider hiring as a head coach. I call him the NBA historian. Where does Steph Curry fit? Where does he fit when we're talking about all the greats. If you're looking for all the best Warriors content from 95.7 The Game, text Warriors to 20357. That's Warriors to 20357. Make sure to click the link, then hit the subscribe button in the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Powered by DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. Steve Ashburner.
Listening to Willard and Dish.
Matt.
Oh, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. I love this song. This is, Don't Tell Me. Don't Tell Me.
But you love it.
Hold on. By the way, when we have Steve, I'll cut off Eddie Money in the heartbeat. What's it called? I forget.
Take Me Home Tonight by Eddie Money.
Of course.
Take me home tonight when I'm single. I'm sorry.
It's a good we got Steve. It's a good time for you and I to take a little break from each other, I think.
What does that mean? Listen, we got Steve the man.
Do we?
Yeah.
Not yet. Oh. I'm going to take tomorrow off, and I guess you're taking Friday
off.
Yeah.
And what did I say during the break?
That's
going to
work out well.
I feel like you don't want tomorrow off because that means we're apart. I said, you can still fix
that's
it.
That's just another thing you said that you was that you were dead wrong on.
You are my guy. You are really my guy.
You hear this? We got a popcorn machine.
And where'd who do we owe from? Credit to? You got to give it to our guy.
Who?
Steve Jordan.
Tim Jordan. His name's Tim Jordan.
Steve?
Who's Steve?
Hey, hold on. I was talking. I'm doing my fantasy baseball stuff with Bonte trying to get me to trade somebody because I'm in last place. But I told him it hurt me. I'm not trading. I'm still in it. Make and who? That's where Steve came from. It's Tim Jordan. TJ. He got that up and running.
I don't want to be a jerk, but so you're like working on a fantasy baseball trade during the show?
Before the show. But anyway, don't leave me tomorrow.
I'm gone. Carlito and Alameda. Hey, Carlito, how you doing?
Hello, gentlemen. Hello, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk about Curry, something outside of the box. I think there's so many great players, but I think something that he has above a lot of the great players is his charisma. The guy's so charismatic. I wish I had some of his dance moves. By the way, Bonte Hill, he's everywhere these days. I mean, is this guy the next Jim Nance?
Jim Nance! Hey, welcome.
I tell you what.
Tell
you what, Carlito.
Jim Nance,
first
I love
of all,
that.
Hang up on Carlito now.
He gave our comrade some love?
Yeah, call Bonte and tell him. Oh. You're talking on my show.
Where's our guy?
Who?
Ashburner.
Busy.
Oh, wow.
He's busy. Not like he's Mark Jackson. We could get him anytime
Leonis
we wanted.
Tweeted me, not you. See how you like these. Now I want to see you. You're like court-martialed. I can't stand how Steiny talks about Mark Jackson. When he got fired, he left.
Shame.
Left in all capitals. He didn't publicly talk bad about anyone. Didn't slander the organization. I think it's weak to keep harping on that man who's long gone.
Yeah, I was ready to stop
What's
harping
Matt
on him.
Trying to accomplish?
I was, hey, Lee,
that,
wow. Are you going to let me finish?
I was finishing the tweet.
Okay.
Go
word.
Ahead. I hate I called TM Steve.
Word. Word. He didn't say anything negative about Jason Collins?
No.
You got to pray for him. I'll pray for him. He brought religion into the locker room. Andrew Bogut talked about it. And, you know, I was ready to let it go until Jeff Van Gundy chastises the Bay Area for Mark Jackson's slander.
Where did he hear the word? He must have been on Twitter.
It's not hard to hear. It's not hard to hear. What does it accomplish? What does any of this crap accomplish?
Well, people giving you love because they don't like
why?
For your
no,
take
I get
on
it.
Mark
I
Jackson.
Get it. I get there a lot of Mark Jackson helped bring defense to the Warriors. He brought a defensive presence that Steve
but the
Kerr.
The fact he hasn't got a job since then
speaks
that
for
speaks
itself.
Volumes.
Speaks for itself.
And I'm rooting for him, man.
Absolutely. You can root for him.
Has it been 8 years?
15? About eight. Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Tell you the one thing I was thinking about today is when Laker bought the team and he outbid Larry Ellison, and everybody at the time was so disappointed.
And why were they disappointed?
They were disappointed because Larry Ellison's one of the richest human beings on planet Earth. And they thought that Joe Lacob was somebody who didn't have the wherewithal of a Larry Ellison. And you know what I was thinking today? What? I don't think there's any scenario in which Larry Ellison could have spent more money on this franchise or would have spent more money on this franchise than Joe Lacob. He's got the highest payroll in the league, and now it's three years running.
Can't talk about him put money back into the team. You hear about these cheap-ass owners, man. And again, I don't know where light years came from, but it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He brought it on himself.
He is who he is. He's winning.
Yeah.
And I want the movie to start, damn it. I don't know who would play him.
It's a snoozer.
Starting from Chris Mullin jersey night?
But they're not
going home to have a drink and talking to
him. He doesn't drink.
Joe Lacob?
Joe Lacob doesn't drink.
How does he celebrate the chips?
Martinelli's?
Or at cigar?
Least, at least somebody cigar. Told me as of a couple years
Kudos
back.
To Joe.
He didn't drink.
I'd be somewhere in the sewer like, we won! Come here! I love you!
Let's go to OG Mike. OG Mike in San Francisco. What's up, OG Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing today, man?
Doing what great, up, man.
Hey, I just wanted to say this here, man. You know, Don Nelson drafted the Steph Curry, you know, or something in him. Now, Mark Jackson instilled a confidence in them kids, man. You know, and I think he was unjustly let go only because he had some different opinions about life, right?
There was a lot going on there, OG.
Okay, and so here we go, right? Mike Brown can't coach, man. You know what I'm saying? Because anytime you had LeBron and you ain't did nothing, you had Kobe and you ain't did nothing. So what makes you think you're going to do something now, right?
Go ahead, Mike. My bad.
Every time he takes Steve Kerr's place, the Warriors be looking crazy. They don't look like they don't know how to play. You know, and I'd be nervous. Every time he coaches, it look like he lost out there. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. I just think that Mark Jackson knows how to coach, and he got his hand on the post, man. I just think he's getting blackballed based on the opinions and the views that he believes in, right?
Yep, there's no doubt. Before you go, don't hang up on him. OG Mike, I'm right with you. I do believe in second chances, but you know this, I know this, Steiny knows it. We're in a new world, and all it takes is one thought or statement about a group, a political party, and it's over. And I think Mark Jackson is living that. And the hypocrisy to me, guys, is that he's good enough to be on every national broadcast, but I can't speak for every NBA team, but it just seems like he's not their flavor, Stoney. But could some say, what are you talking about, Guru? You just had two interviews with the Lakers and Kings, but I do know he can do some good, man. And I can't defend the bad stuff, the church, and what he said about Collins is wrong. But damn, has anybody ever asked him, does he take that back or regret it?
I don't know. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Look, I don't think we need. He didn't just.
No, he did a lot.
He alienated people outside of religion.
Coaches had a recorder on him.
He created an environment of unparalleled paranoia.
That is.
All right? He excluded in ways players on the team when they were hurt. He took this whole just us mentality and turned it on its ear to the point where he didn't even like acknowledge people that he was on the team playing with, man, because they weren't the players. Mm. But like, don't, like, let's not forget one thing Joe Lacob said about Mark Jackson at a luncheon was, you can't have a coach that 200 of your employees don't like. Not just the team, the employees.
That's heavy.
So listen, I'm done talking about Mark Jackson unless somebody else wants to talk about Mark Jackson. But I'm not going to not talk about Mark Jackson when people want to talk about Mark Jackson and talk about how he's getting a raw deal. He's a great guy and he's a great coach. I don't think he's a terrible coach. I don't think he's a terrible announcer.
Well, let me add last
but
thing.
The bottom line is Steve Kerr came, the Warriors won a title 1 year after he lost in the first round.
Now,
bottom line,
I don't know a lot about you. I don't know what zodiac sign you are, and the reason I say that is I want you to put yourself in his shoes, and then we'll get off.
Who's
of it. Mark Jackson?
No, don't. Incapable of self examination.
We talk about
I'm not
Durant
doing it.
And how he feels with this Warrior team winning. How would you feel if you left as a coach to watch the Warriors become what they've become?
Like, what do you mean?
There
how
is no
I feel?
Man or woman on this earth that can say they that doesn't penetrate their whole being about.
You think?
That's all.
This guy
to kill him.
I don't think it bothers him one iota.
No.
Because I think in his mind, he's rationalized it like he's done it on TV when he said, well, they went out and got Barbosa. They went out and got Spates. They went out and got guys that really complimented Curry and Clay.
So he's done nothing wrong. And wow, man. All right.
I mean, I'm not a fan. I'm just going to be honest with you. Justin's in Redwood City. What's going on, Justin? How you doing, man?
Not much. Just getting off work. All right, I got a question. The Warriors. I know nobody really care about their draft that's coming up, but I just want to know, what are their chances of getting Scottie Pippen Jr.? And does he kind of remind you of Jordan Poole / GB2 with that defense and Jordan Poole with the offense?
Let me ask Guru that. Guru, what are you seeing out of Scottie Pippen Jr. In the lab?
He is like his dad. He's athletic. I don't know how strong he can be, but right now I don't think he's strong enough to make a sudden impact. Shout out Clint Eastwood. But I will say this. I'll never, ever tell you I thought Jordan Poole was going to be what he was going to be in this league at this standpoint. So any name anybody gives me, we can talk and chat. But I'm going to say I have no earthly idea how that's going to translate on the next level. And to be honest, Jordan needed a stint, no shame, back in Santa Cruz in the G League to get his stuff together to come back and put his best foot forward. But Pippen Jr., I don't think he's going top 10 at all.
I don't even know where he went to college.
Vanderbilt.
Oh!
6'3 point guard.
That's a good school.
Commodores, right?
Vanderbilt's a good
Indeed.
School.
Good job.
Yeah,
kind
of you know where it is?
Sonny Gray.
Tennessee.
You need to be more specific.
Middle. I don't know.
I think it's Nashville, right?
Right.
Nashville, yeah.
All right.
Nice job, though. Good job, Goat.
Yeah.
Good job, Goat.
I would give you a 4 for that.
Thank you.
People
Thank
didn't you like my Nance. I'm getting ones.
Nice job, Goat.
I didn't even know you did Nance.
Welcome, friends.
Okay. Joe in San Jose, welcome. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, boss? Hey, I just want to give a shout-out to top of the food chain, the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
And my biggest shout-out is to you guys at 95.7 because you guys carried us all the way through all year long. And you guys, especially you two, you guys just actually go on the road. It's like big brother, little brother. You guys are fighting all day long. This reminds me of my childhood. Anyways, Mark Jackson, you can't speak on politics, sex, or religion ever if you want to make money and if you want to go places. That's the bottom line. That's why he's not getting hired.
Yeah. Well, and now that his name was brought up again.
Well, there you go. Go ahead.
I just want people to think about this for one sec. I want you to think of Mark Jackson's views on homosexuality. I want you to think of some of the things that he said about people that are gay.
All right.
And I want you to think, who was the Golden State Warriors president of basketball operations? It was Rick Welts, the first openly gay front office person in any major sports. So you've got a gay president of basketball operations with a head coach who thinks he's working with a sinner and somebody that's going to hell. I think we got a problem. I think we got a big problem. Hey, Joe in Vallejo. What's up, Joe? How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Thanks for taking
Sure.
I'm not a Warriors fan, but you guys allowed me to call and give my opinion. Some of it wasn't the best. I just want to say congratulations. I don't want to go into no... I just want to man up and say congratulations. I was wrong about some things. Oh. You guys did a great job.
Thanks.
Second thing I just want to say is Omar Jackson signing.
Yeah.
You're a little dogmatic with it. Anytime somebody kind of leaves, it's just like the Warriors, 75-year history. They don't show Sprewell. They don't show Weber. All these players they pick, and they exclude a player. They excluded Monte Ellis. None of the 75-year history they want to show. When the Warriors... you don't agree with how they do things, they discard you. So Mark Jackson, some of it is his fault, but some of it is not his fault. And you're a little too dogmatic about it, Steiny.
Well, listen,
that's all I have to say.
Joe, hold on. The Warriors, okay, the NBA this year honored the 75 greatest NBA players. The Warriors also honored their 75 greatest players, and Monte Ellis was in there. And I'd be shocked
I'm talking about the I'm talking about the commercials. The commercials...
Oh.
I watched them.
Are you talking about
the commercials did not show.
Are you talking about like the intros?
Yeah, all the they kept on showing players, you know, Darrell White and all these players that wasn't
I got you.
Many people called up and pretend like all of the years was dog years. The Warriors
got you.
Been in the cellar, but they performed. They gave you a show. I don't call those years with Weber and Spree and all them as dog years.
Gotcha.
Those were still exciting years, and I just think nobody appreciates what they gave us, and so therefore they're not part of the championship team. They don't get mentioned. Thank you.
Good stuff, Joe. Yeah. The Mark Jackson thing, listen, he just rubs me the wrong way.
And
he rubs me the wrong way in a big way. As for the other, I didn't know where – I'm sorry. What was his name? The caller?
Joe.
The thing Joe said that I thought was kind of interesting was something that I'd heard before the Warriors started winning titles. Is that, you know, the Warriors have had some great players. Mullen, Hardaway, Richmond, Weber, Sprewell. And so when Joe Lacob took over the team in 2010, and they, I'm speaking especially to Joe's point because I want to kind of acknowledge what he said. So Lacob buys the team in 2010, and Peter Guber, the co-owner, says we're not a cure for cancer. No, we're not a cure for cancer, but we're a cure for Cohan. And there was a lot of talk about the Warriors as a moribund franchise, as the outpost of the NBA, one of the big laughing stocks in the league. And I will tell you that guys like Chris Mullen and Mitch Richmond and players that had careers here that were good, they did not like that. How the Warriors, all Warrior past was lumped into...
their era?
No. Like the entire Warriors past was categorized as a joke. This team's got no history. Right. This team's a laughing stock. Well, hold on a sec. First of all, I know it was they won in 75.
Okay.
They had they now have fielded a team with three Hall of Famers. Run TMC. Yeah. They went to the playoffs.
91.
Exactly. So, yes, Joe speaking to something that some of the players absolutely felt in the immediate time that Joe Lacob bought the team. That they thought it was unfair how the history of the Warriors was projected absolutely positively. Good point, Joe. Because I think he's now, I think he's talking about
the commercials,
like the opening to the Warriors games on NBC Sports Bay Area.
Yeah, and then some of the newer guys.
And I haven't actually, I haven't seen who's on and who's not.
Have we seen Spree at the Chase? Like, I can't remember seeing Spree come back and watch a game. And I could be wrong. I would like to.
I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah. It's a real good question. I'm not sure.
Avery Johnson, Webb.
Avery Johnson.
Where's he at now?
I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, guys, fellas.
I know he was at Alabama for about 3 minutes.
It was longer than
I don't know what happened after Alabama.
I think he was doing, Evan was just saying, broadcasting for, I think, Turner.
Oh, yeah,
he was doing some of the NCAA games.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. You still think, I'm not going to do this. I don't want to do
the that. Pool.
The pool. No, I was going to do that, but I'm not going to do it.
What you get?
Who got it to? We got Brandon Payne coming up at 2 o'clock.
I'll save it.
Steph Curry's personal trainer. And, boy, I got a million things to ask him. One is how long he thinks he can play, how many minutes, all that kind of stuff. How long is his career going to be? The one thing I was thinking is somebody says Spree is probably banned after the PJ Carlissimo incident. Yeah, you know what? I'd be more likely to ban Carlissimo. Everyone laughs at Jerry Krause for so-called breaking up the Bulls dynasty. Well, what's going to happen to the Warriors dynasty? So Klay Thompson's saying that he doesn't want to play for any other coach than Steve Kerr. That's kind of what Jordan said about Phil Jackson. And so when Jerry Krause said, this is going to be Phil's last year, we're moving another direction, Michael Jordan said, well, I ain't playing for anybody else. Well, what if Steve Kerr wants to leave in 2 years when his contract's up? I mean, he's 59. I'll have 10 titles by then.
See, I thought that was...
My point is, Be careful. Be careful of
That's life.
Be careful of how you perceive whose fault things are and why things did or didn't want to happen.
Well, I'll say this. Klay's missed 2 years of his NBA career, and I don't see him walking away if somehow Kerr was to walk away. But we get caught up in the moment, and I think that moment was Klay just giving Kerr his kudos on how much he means to them, what they've been through, what they've accomplished. So I thought that's where that was coming from. But if you were to ask me if Kerr was to shock the world and step away in 2 years and they got a new coach, I see Klay playing.
Okay, well, what if the Warriors win it?
But if I'm Kerr and I heard that, I would be like, damn, Steiny rolls rocks with me.
What if the Warriors win it next year to win their second straight title?
Okay.
And they trade Draymond Green. And then they don't win it anymore. Like, will Lacob get the same blame as a Jerry Krause?
Not at all.
Why?
Because Krause, he didn't give a, you know what? It was.
Yes, he did.
Well, obviously he did, but.
What did people want Jerry Krause to do? Just keep paying everybody ad infinitum.
Well, one, don't alienate the coach. And if the coach wants to leave and you know he's a good coach and you respect him, meet him at a bar, have dinner, and do whatever you can within your power to get him to come back. Phil didn't want to stay because he didn't feel wanted. And then it was a trickle down. It was all out of loyalty. But everybody's not wrong. I wasn't in the know, but how I process it is like, man, what type of ego does this little man have to not want to go whatever's going on with Phil and for the betterment of the city and the team?
Yeah. Put together one of the greatest dynasties in basketball history.
And it ended too soon.
No, it didn't. It absolutely did not. What did Kerr say? If they would have stayed together those 2 years, they would have never won 8 titles.
Did he say that? I've never heard that.
Of course. They were all sick of each other. Krause was sick of everybody. Jordan hated everybody at that point.
And it's making me sick. You make me go to watch Last Dance again.
Insufferable. That's all right. I mean, if you watch The Last Dance again, you'll come in tomorrow. Thank God I won't be here. And you'll say Krause cost the Bulls a dynasty, because it's a Michael Jordan production, The Last Dance. It's a Michael Jordan production.
Well, really, I hold Reinsdorf responsible.
Looking for the newest podcast for all your Giants talk needs? Subscribe to the Garlic and Fries Baseball Guys podcast. Mark Willard, Joe Shasky, these are two diehard Giants fans. They bring the heat on the biggest stories and issues facing the team. It's a Giants podcast done by Giants fans for Giants fans. New episodes drop Sundays and Wednesdays on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We got Steph Curry's personal trainer on the other side, Brandon Payne. We'll be right back.